Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Empowering Voices. I'm Mara and I'm your host. I can't wait to introduce my inspiring guest. Are you curious to know who she is, what she does, what is her life journey? Don't move. We will be there in less than 3 seconds.
This episode is sponsored by the Natural Parent magazine.
Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Empowering Voices. Today we have a special guest and she's Sarah Sanders, and she will talk about something that affects many of us in a way or the other, and normally we discover in by coincidence that we have it, but let's listen to her story, what happened to her and what she does to help other women. Welcome Sarah, we are very happy to have you here, and we decided to start with a very important word that I have on my t-shirt. Oh, those of you who are watching can see it's determination. So tell us, Sarah, let's start from the beginning. Why, first of all, determination?
Okay. And hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I chose determination specifically relating back to my own story and my own struggle with my health and Hashimoto's, because at my lowest point, you know, I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't get off the couch. I was so depressed. I was so tired. I was so confused and, you know, upset. I had no idea what was going on with me and I wasn't feeling well. And I was 29. And, you know, I kind of just let myself wallow in this place of not knowing and not feeling good for a couple months because I really didn't know what to do. And then one day, you know, I was just like, I am determined to figure this out. I'm determined to feel better. And I'm determined to not waste this one precious life I have feeling like this. And so, you know, when you gave me the words to choose from, I was like, oh, determination, because I feel like that really defines a lot of my life. Like, I'm determined, you know, to help other women, to help them with their health, and also just not to feel, you know, like you're held down or bound to a life in your bed with Hashimoto's.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's one of these silent problems where, right. I remember, well, maybe not all my listeners know, but I have Hashimoto as well. And you start thinking, what happened with me? Is it me? I'm exaggerating, maybe.
Right.
I feel tired, but maybe I'm exaggerating. No, we are all stressed nowadays. And right. Maybe you make the deal bigger than it is until right. you find out. But because it's not so widespread, the information out there, or it's something that happens and wakes up and then goes to sleep again, it's difficult to find one old definition and one solution.
Right. And I found, and I'm sure other women who've, you know, tried to go to conventional doctors and figure out what's wrong, they just don't know enough about this disease. Mm-hmm. And they really don't know how to treat it. And I find that a lot of women, you know, if their levels come back off, they're like, okay, you know, you need thyroid medication. They give them thyroid medication. Sometimes it's not even the proper medication. A lot of doctors only prescribe T4, but you also need T3, and they send them on their way. They have no, I was reading something that most doctors receive maybe around 1% training in nutrition. In medical school, which I find
that it's near to zero,
because food is medicine, you know.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You can treat so many diseases. You can reverse pre-diabetes. You can, you know, improve your cholesterol, your blood pressure. You can reverse Hashimoto's all through food. And I think there's a huge disconnect, you know, with the food and the medical community and just helping people heal. So that was part of the reason why I started my business, because I was like, people need to know this information. If you knew not to eat gluten because it's going to create an immune response in your body that's going to then have your immune system attack itself, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you would choose not to
you eat, could improve your gluten. Health, but no, you know, doctors don't tell you that.
So. With something so, let's say, easy. If you think, but someone has to tell you, right? An expert. I mean, you can do till a certain point. I remember, I mean, I, over time, before I knew I had Hashimoto, I tried, you know, with food.
Right.
Because I could make a connection, but I wasn't sure. But it took me a very long time. Right. While with someone with the knowledge, it would have taken me, maybe a few days to adjust my diet and start feeling better certain way.
Right. Yeah, and it's even the way our food system is set up. Like here in the US, we have this food pyramid that you're taught in school. Like you need to have 8 to 10 servings of grains a day. And it's so completely backwards. And so it's really, you have to figure out what works for your body because not everyone's the same. And just really focus on foods that are going to make you feel good. Like, you know, lots of greens, vegetables, fruits, lean protein, unprocessed fruits, but we are just surrounded by them. We're surrounded by chemicals and boxes of food with things, ingredients you can't even pronounce. So it's really hard, you know, to cut through all of that noise.
Yeah. You are totally right. And of course, as you said, you mentioned the food is our first medicine.
Right.
And if we start from this consideration, we start seeing food in a different way. We all are craving in periods things that we shouldn't.
Even the health experts, we all have our
things. But actually, it makes more damage to think, no, I cannot have that. It's not that the point. I mean, but generally, your life has to be around food. Your diet has to be watched on all the time.
Right.
Not in terms of dieting like deprivation,
right.
But in terms of quality, of course.
Yeah.
And that goes on the same level, and you will confirm, with the physical activity.
Yes.
The right one for everyone. Because also there, I mean, they say you need to go to the gym. The more you go to the gym, the more you lose weight, the better you feel. That doesn't work for everyone. And the opposite, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, especially with Hashimoto's, you can work out too much. You know, if you're doing 5 to 6 days of really heavy, intense weightlifting or a lot of cardio and you're feeling exhausted and you're not losing weight, that's usually a sign that it's a little bit too much for your body. Because when we do work out, our body produces cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And if you have too much cortisol, that's where, you know, the belly fat starts showing up and your body isn't able to rest and relax. Mm-hmm. So the key to working out with Hashimoto's is to do like 2 to 3 days of short strength training workouts. So like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, nothing more than 30 minutes. You really don't need more than that. You know, doing full body, big strength moves, functional movements, and then walking. Walking is great, not only for our minds, but just getting our body moving. It's, you know, I think walking is so underrated because people are like, oh, you have to run, you have to sweat, you have to be out of breath. You don't, you just get your 10,000 steps. You know, you just need 10,000 steps. And try and work up to that, you know, depending on where you are. And then I always like to add in yoga. Mm-hmm. I think having at least 1 to 2 yoga sessions or practices a week is so good because not only does it increase your flexibility and help stretch out your body from the walking and the strength training, but there are certain yoga moves that also improve thyroid function. So any of those moves where your chin is in that chin tuck and it's here, it's you're tightening where the thyroid is. And then when you release, you're increasing blood flow and oxygen to the thyroid. So Cat Cow, Plow is an amazing one. Bridge, just doing like a assisted bridge is really great. I'll do that sometimes at night. And then even an easy one is just doing legs up the wall. So mm-hmm. just putting your legs up the wall at night and just letting all that blood just kind of drain back into the body. Those are so good. And it's just kind of also meditative, and you get to, your body yeah. slows down. I find yoga so amazing to just calm the body, because that's what we want. We really want to decrease stress. So I like to tell everyone to kind of do 1 to 2 yoga sessions mm-hmm. a week. Just, and it doesn't have to be long. Do 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The key is to make the fitness part work for your schedule, because I know if it's too much, people aren't going to do it. So you just have to, 15 minutes is all you need. That's all you need. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As I said, most of the time we start, we think that overdoing will make things better.
Right.
And I have to say I'm guilty on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just started spinning.
And oh, fun. Yeah.
That is a lot of fun, but first it takes away a long time, because yeah. it's 1 hour on the bike and then right. the shower. By the time you get back home, the day is gone.
Yeah.
You start being anxious and stressed. So
right, right.
it doesn't work.
But you don't want that.
But also it's high intensity. So, yes. and I can see when I used to walk fast or run, uh-huh. I lost weight much quicker. Then now right. doing spinning, I get exhausted after yeah. 45 minutes of spinning.
Yeah.
So it definitely, I mean, I'm the proof.
It could be too much. Yeah. Because yeah. spinning is intense.
Yeah, and it is. 45
it just may be 45 minutes, just maybe a little too long. So you could try, and you can also try just, you don't have to push yourself as hard as the instructor's telling you. You yeah. can keep the resistance a little bit lower and maybe just not go as fast. And maybe, you know, have a conversation with them before class starts and say, listen, it's not that I'm not following your instructions, but I have Hashimoto's and I just need to work out a little differently, because that's the thing. And this is what I found when I was first diagnosed, is I would still want to go to all my workout classes yeah. and work yeah. out the same as someone without an autoimmune condition. Mm-hmm. And we can't. Because our bodies are just a little bit different and they just get a little bit more stressed out than the normal body. So the key is to just kind of, you know, listen to it. And if you feel yeah. good, if you do a spin class and you feel great, great, keep doing it. But if you do one and, you know, you feel tired or it takes you a really long time to recover, then maybe be like, okay, maybe that's a too much for my body.
Yeah. We yeah. are not trained to do that, to listen right. to our body. I have to say, no one ever teaches. It's something that should be mandatory in the schools, really, yes. together with yeah. the other subjects. Because yeah. if you don't know yourself and accept limitations and appreciate strengths, I mean, what do you do? How do you implement all the rest? How can right. you become all the successful that everyone pushes you to be? I mean,
right. Yeah.
It should be a nice balance.
Yeah. And I feel like our bodies are so good at sending us signals mm-hmm. and telling us something's wrong. And we just, because we're not taught to listen to them, we ignore it.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened to me is I didn't know I had a gluten allergy. Somehow it developed in my life. And every time I would eat something, I would get really bloated and my stomach would hurt. And I would just be like, oh, that's weird. I don't know why this is happening. And then because I was a nutritionist and still am, I was like, okay, this isn't normal. This means something I'm eating is causing this. So then it took me to really keep track of every time this happened. I went back, I was like, oh, I ate pizza. Oh, I had pita bread. Oh, I had pasta. So I was like, I think I'm allergic to gluten. I diagnosed myself with a gluten allergy like mm-hmm. a year before a doctor finally confirmed it.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just, yeah, if you're like having pain or, you know, you're feeling tired or you're just feeling off, it's usually your body telling you something. Or another one that I like to look at is if you're waking up at a certain hour in the middle of the night. Like this week, mm-hmm. last week, I kept waking up at like 3:30 or 4 in the morning and I couldn't get back to sleep. And it was so annoying because, you know, when you have Hashimoto's, you need a solid 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. And I know to listen to my body. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. What's going on? And in Chinese medicine, if you wake up around that time, it's your liver. So your liver starts detoxing around that time at night. And I hadn't been taking my milk. I take milk thistle to help my liver. And I hadn't been taking that. So I was like, okay, I need to get back on my liver's clearly overburdened, you know, because we are surrounded by toxins in everyday life. So when that happens, I just try and detox a little bit more, you know, maybe do some dry brushing, take an Epsom salt bath, help my liver out, drink some lemon water. So it's really interesting the signs you'll see when you start looking for them.
Yeah, of course. Well, because you study that, you work with that, of course, you made a practice on yourself first.
Right.
And now you can help your customers.
Yeah.
But we need you. Yeah. We definitely need you. Because, I mean, we cannot have a full knowledge on everything. Right.
There's so much. I mean, this is what I've spent my life doing for the past 8 years, is just learning everything. And, you know, teaching it and trying to share the knowledge, because there's just so much that people, like even one of my clients, she's like, I would have never known this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's no issue.
She's Muffin.
Oh, hi, Muffin.
Come on, darling. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Go ahead.
So it's like really interesting. I think that everyone knows this because this is what I, you know, spend my time doing, but I have to remind myself that
we don't have a clue. Yeah. You need to know, we don't have a clue.
Yeah.
And not only when you said about the waking up at the same time every night, maybe it's something that I wouldn't have even considered because I have a very bad sleeping habit. I sleep very, very bad. So if I keep waking up, it's now my normality. But see, you already find an explanation and a way to fix it. So we definitely need the help and guidance. So to tell everyone, if you have this Hashimoto, that is I discovered only when I was diagnosed, of course.
Right.
But it's very widespread. So we need Sarah in our life. So write her a message, give her a call. You have also introductory meetings to know the people. So tell us everything you can do for us.
Yeah, so you know, this was born out of, I've been a personal trainer and nutritionist for 12 years now, and, you know, obsessed with all things wellness. I will try anything. I will do, I've tried cryotherapy, IV detox treatments. I love the infrared sauna, like all of those new wellness treatments. I try them all just so I can see, you know, what works. So obsessed with wellness. And then I have had Hashimoto's for 8 years. And so for the past, like ever since, I want to say 2016, I've been like experimenting and finding what works for me and how to heal myself. And I'm now in a place, and I've been in this place for a while, where I really don't have symptoms. You know, I'm able to manage my symptoms. I really, you know, live a very fun, joyful life. I don't have those, you know, that debilitating fatigue and the depression. I was able to lose all the weight that I had gained. I had a healthy pregnancy, and then I did have a flare. I had a postpartum flare, but you know, I knew what to do to get me through that. So I'm now like back. And I founded my company. It's called The Thyroid Trainer. Mm-hmm. So it's thethyroidtrainer.com. You can go there. I'm also on Instagram, The Thyroid Trainer, and I have a YouTube channel with free workouts. So it's workouts for Hashimoto's. If you want to, you know, try that out. And basically what I do with my clients, I offer one-on-one private coaching. If you are really struggling with this disease and you need someone to walk you through how to heal yourself and how to get to a place where you can manage your symptoms and be symptom-free, I work with people over a three-month period. So it's 12 weeks, one-on-one coaching each week. And we really deep dive into their symptoms, where they are, what they've been doing, what's going on in their body. And I figure out, you know, all the puzzle pieces that we need to put together to make them feel whole and feel healthy again. And we focus on the mind, because the mindset, your mindset is huge with this disease, because it is such a beast and it can really consume you and overtake your life. We have to, you know, get your mind right first. We focus on the body and then also the spirit, because what I found, you know, through all my years of being in this healing community and learning about full, complete healing, is if you have, you know, any trauma or any, you know, toxic energy in your life, if you have something that's draining you, it's going to affect your body. So we also kind of add that in as well. And then I also have a group, it's an online course that I just launched. It's called Hashi Fit. And it's 6 weeks of,
I like the name.
Yeah, Hashi Fit. It's Hashimoto's. It's a 6 week Hashimoto fitness and wellness journey. So you get 6 weeks of video workouts, weekly checklists of, you know, what you need to do. So your steps, your workouts, the yoga. And then each week there's also a healing lesson. So we go through mindset, healing your gut 1 week. 1 week is all about the proper supplements to take, because there are certain supplements that really help with this disease. Mm-hmm. And I notice that, and my clients notice this too, if they're feeling tired or they're feeling off, I'm like, are you taking your supplements? And usually the answer is no. Mm-hmm. And so, and even myself, I'm bad about taking everything every day. But if I notice I'm feeling off, I get back on that supplement regimen. There's also a week about the liver, because the liver is where T4 converts to T3. And T3 is the hormone, the thyroid hormone, that really controls your energy, your metabolism, and weight loss, and the brain fog. So if you're still struggling, a lot of people will only be on T4. Their doctors will only give them T4 and they still can't lose weight. They're still not feeling great. And that's usually when I'm like, ask your doctor if you can get on a low dose of T3, because most people need, you know, a little bit more. So we focus on the liver and making sure, you know, everything's optimal with the liver, you're detoxing your body. And then we do a week on food and just, you know, what foods help heal the thyroid, what foods help kind of hurt it, and what you need to avoid, and how to make the food choices work for your lifestyle, because not everyone's the same. And then the last week is just setting yourself up for success after the 6 week program is over, how you can maintain what you learned. So having a really good morning routine to set yourself up every day. And then like a evening routine to promote good sleep, because sleep is very important. And then just, you know, making sure you know how to manage this disease. So that was, it's been a really fun program to create. Cause I'm like, I feel like this is what people can do on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if they can't work one-on-one with me, they can just go through this course. And it's pretty much the same thing I do with my clients, just not as personalized. But they obviously, with the program, you still get Voxer coaching with me, which is a voice messaging app. So you can still, you know, message me if you're having issues, if you have questions. I'm always available to help and talk, and, you know, people can contact me to learn more.
That's great to know. I mean, we feel a bit better that there's support, because as you said, I mean, of course, doctors have knowledge. And in my case, for example, the endocrinologist, I was actually going to the endocrinologist for nodules. So first of all, before knowing about the nodules, I didn't even know that the thyroid was so important in our body.
Right. No one does.
It's such a little thing somewhere in your neck.
Right? Yeah.
And then he said, yeah, but your Hashimoto is sleeping now. I said, okay, what do I do now? So I'll just wait. Maybe he will never wake up, but who knows?
Yeah.
But you want to be prepared, and has such a exotic name. I said, okay.
I know, it's like, because a Japanese doctor discovered it. Yeah, so it is it's a funny name. And, you know, when I was first diagnosed in 2014, I had never heard of it. No one was talking about it. So the beauty of, I think, 8 years later, and now social media is that there are a ton of coaches and nutritionists and dietitians and people who have this disease, and they're out and they're, you know, talking about it. And I think it just makes you feel less alone and less afraid of it, because there are so many people who have healed it and managed it and put it in remission, you know, and you don't have to be scared and depressed like I was. Like, I had no idea what was going on with me. And that's another reason why I created my business and my program, is that I don't want people to feel like I did, you know, like I had, it was not a good time in my life. And I was 29, you know, your 20s and 30s. I mean, your whole life is supposed to be really great, but like, that's a really fun time. But,
when the full energy.
I was in New York City, and like, I couldn't enjoy my life, you know? So I never wanted someone to feel, I was crying on my couch. My hair was falling out. You know, I felt like I was losing myself.
And yeah, especially like, because you didn't know why.
And I didn't know why.
Because then we start blaming ourselves. What did I do wrong? I mean.
Right, exactly. You're like, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah.
And you can't think like that at all. Yeah.
No, of course not. But until someone gives you answers, it's a bit difficult to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Yeah. It can be. It's a very dark tunnel, but there is a light.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Especially if we know that there are experts like you.
Yeah.
Covering not only the, say, okay, you have the Hashimoto, it works like that. It's not only knowledge, but practical help. Because in the everyday life, that's the important part.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you if you have any other apart of determination. First of all, I wanted to ask you, was there a moment, a specific moment, a breakthrough when you decided that this was your path to help other people, other women, not to feel like you felt?
You know, I think it was after I went through a flare. I had just moved and I had a horrible landlord, and it was a really stressful situation. And all of a sudden, and I had been living symptom-free without medication for 5 years. I was feeling good. And then all of a sudden, it all came crashing back onto me. So I went through this period and I could feel it creeping up. You know, I noticed the scale was going up. I noticed I couldn't lose weight. And then it all came back down. The fatigue, the depression, the malaise, the brain fog. When this happens, I lose all joy in life. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do anything. I just kind of self-isolate on the couch and I just like watch TV and sleep, which is not a great way to live. Yeah. And that's when I was finally put on thyroid medication. And I, you know, had to do a huge detox again and get my life back and, you know, do all the principles that I teach. And that's when I was like, you know what? I don't want other women to feel like this. And I remember, I think we had a backyard in Brooklyn, and I was just so depressed and so tired. I would go outside just to get some fresh air and get out of the apartment. And, you know, I'm looking up in the sky, and it's one of those nights where you can actually see stars in Brooklyn. And I'm like, I'm out here wasting my life feeling like this. And, you know, I feel so small, like looking at the sky and looking at the stars, because I start thinking, you know, we're just these tiny, tiny ants on this rock, just spinning through space. Like, what are we doing here? That's just when I start getting like all existential and like, what is our purpose? What are we doing? And that's when it came to me. It's like, you can help other women not go through this. Like, you have the knowledge. You've been dealing with this for 5 years. You just, you know what to do to heal. You have the fitness and nutrition and wellness knowledge.
Yeah, why don't you? Yeah, yes. The background also helped, of course.
Right. And like, why don't you start a coaching business or a health coaching business to help women with this disease? And so that's when it really started, was 2019. And then of course the pandemic happened and I was pregnant. Unexpectedly, we weren't planning on it. I mean, we knew we were going to try, but we weren't planning on it. But then I, you know, was pregnant at the very beginning of 2020. So I started a little bit. I made my website, but I really didn't get to launch it until maybe a year ago after my daughter was one and I finally had some time. And now she's in preschool and
wow.
Yeah, now I'm like my life has really opened up. I have like 5 hours a day. Yeah. So now I have time to really create programs and, you know, get the word out and, you know, keep creating. Like I did a 5-day tame your inflammation challenge, which was just like a free 5-day challenge to help people with, if they're struggling with inflammation. And I want to do more of those. So now, you know, I have the time to do that.
Yeah, the one I signed up for on your website.
Nice. Yeah, perfect.
I saw that I received the information. Yeah. I will do it.
Yeah, I want to do. I'm like, these are really fun to do just to give someone like a little quick kickstart and, you know.
Yeah, that's really kind, actually. I mean, your mission started very well.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will be able to help as many people as possible.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So thank you very much for all the hope, for all the knowledge that you shared.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind everyone that to reach out to Sarah, you'll find all the information in the post, in the bio, on my website, on YouTube, basically everywhere in the description of the podcast. So you cannot miss it. And thanks again for being with us. And thank you for sharing your story. And bye, everyone, and speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.